the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today during the first hour. We'll be joined by my good friend Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where we answer listener questions. During the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Gene Drisco as we talk about high-dose vitamin C injections as a combo therapy for treating ovarian cancer. There's a lot of confusion out there about vitamin C. We've had some people within the mainstream come on and say vitamin C may promote cancers. It may be that the low doses that are recommended by the RDA are responsible for that reaction. So we'll learn more about that during the second hour. How you doing, Rob Regish? You can unmute now, sir.
Thank you. Doing well. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good. Very good. And before we get started, we're going to be joined by somebody named Paul Danforth. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Paul is a listener of the show, correct, Paul?
That's correct.
Okay. And the reason we have Paul on is because it's Valentine's Day, and Age Force is running a special offer on the Ready Now patch, which is a buy one, get one free, I believe. It's on superhumanradio.com. If you go there, it's the largest banner ad. They double your order. No matter what your order is, if you order by February 14th, they double it. So I'm having Paul on. Now, Paul, you're receiving no remuneration. We haven't promised to give you anything for free for this interview, correct?
You have not.
Okay. So we're having you on because you've been using a few of the Age Force patches with success, and then you ordered the Ready Now patch. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can I ask how old you are, Paul?
I'm 59.
Okay, so you and I are in the same boat.
Correct.
So tell me about the Ready Now patch. How long have you been using it? What did you notice when you started using it?
Well,
speak frankly, but remember it's a family-oriented show. That's all I say.
Of course. I have been using the testosterone, the Testo 100, since you, many years ago, I'm going to say like 3 years ago, 4 years ago maybe, had kind of brought that up and was promoting it.
Right.
I tried it and saw a huge difference. I had probably tried many things before that, but not to belabor the Testo. So I've been using that and felt absolutely a benefit, but I wanted to try and was very curious about the Ready Now patch.
Now, and I want to mention something. So, you know, Rob, and this is true of all of us, guys out there for some reason don't want to talk about things like the Ready Now patch because it's somehow they feel that it's an insult to their manhood. I think it's funny that we're willing to use performance enhancing agents in the gym that allow us to perform beyond our normal potential, but we don't want to talk about using them in the bedroom. Isn't that funny? I mean, I'm all for using them in the bedroom.
Yeah, agree. It's a taboo topic.
I know. And that's only in the United States, by the way, where we're so puritanical about sex. You can take your kids to a movie and let them watch people being slaughtered, but you cover their eyes up as soon as there's a love scene. Ha. So anyway, Paul, you started using the Ready Now patch. Did you notice something immediately?
I'm confident in the product, so I with what I had taken with the Testo, and actually the HGH patch as well. And so I said, you know what? I know these guys have quality products. I'm going to give it a try. And so started with the patch. Didn't notice anything for a couple of days. So I think it was probably day three. Or let me rephrase that, because I was putting it on at night, it was night three that all of a sudden I was, I must have woken up about three times with erections at different times during the night.
And now let's talk about this for a second, because we actually did a show about this about five, maybe six years ago, called Nighttime Wood. And the reason we talked about it is because men who have healthy erectile function experience something called tumescent erections. They happen at night. It's the penis's way of making sure that everything is working properly. It happens at night. And men with erectile dysfunction tend to see a diminishing number of these episodes at night. And you know, as you get older, when you get into your 50s, I can say waking up with that morning flagpole starts to happen less and less frequently unless you're on some sort of hormone replacement therapy. And so this is common in men as we age. You know, we don't want to talk about it because it's, God forbid, somebody say, hey, I'm not as physically adept as I was when I was in my 20s, but there are ways around it. So you were waking up what I affectionately like to call the kickstand in the middle of the night, huh?
Sure. But I should back up a moment. And with, on the Testo 100, it helped substantially in that, where normally I would wake up in the morning and probably, I would say, 5 out of 7 mornings I would have an erection.
Right.
And felt that that was pretty good, because that was more consistent than how it had been in probably the prior 5 years.
Right.
So I was like, hey, this the Testo 100 is really doing something for me. Aside from other results that I was noticing. Then to be using the Ready Now patch, all of a sudden I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning with an erection. And
right.
2 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock. And then when I was getting up at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And it was like, wow, this is unbelievable.
It's very cool, isn't it? It's like, it's almost like a new toy.
Yeah, but it goes back to what you said, Carl, is that all of a sudden I'm beginning to feel like at 59, like, wow, I'm finally finding a combination of things that is balancing me physically, and I'm just loving it, because the result is obvious.
You feel like you're in your 20s again. I got to say this.
No,
you know,
we've
talked about the fact that libido may be a greater indicator of your potential at longevity than anything else, because the body, if the body believes it can still procreate, that means there's still time on the planet. And so these combination of things for you have revived, let's say, a 20-something libido and functionality.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. That has to make every man, I know for me, it makes you feel great when you can function like that.
Yeah, no question. And I have to believe that folks that are younger than I, that have not had perhaps that
the waning of this process.
Yeah, absolutely. Would be amazingly benefited by this.
Oh yeah.
And again, also just from the healthful start point of view, that they might not have to experience that waning at all by doing this.
Well, and I have to say something. I'm not allowed to say who formulated this product, but if you knew, you would all be buying it, because you would know that the guy who formulated this knows what he's talking about. He formulated this specifically for Age Force, and was assured that if these things were delivered properly through the skin and into the system, that this would happen. And this is what's happening. And we hear from people all the time about the Ready Now patch, that it really works. Wow. Like, they say it like a surprise, like, oh my God, it really works. Yep, it does.
Well, and I was not prepared to experience what I have. I thought, maybe it'll be better. Maybe it will help get those erections so that it's 7 mornings instead of 5 mornings. But I was not prepared for the fact that this is really making a difference.
Now, I have to ask you a personal question. Are you married, Paul?
I am. I've been married 33 years.
And has your wife started to complain about the, is she hiding your Ready Now patches?
No, not at all.
Good.
Obviously, it's been kind of an interesting thing, just to enjoy that, again, more of kind of a youthful
intimacy.
Outlook
yeah.
towards things.
A youthful intimacy. So in summary, for those out there who are non-believers about patches in general, would you give the Ready Now patch two thumbs up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I would say to people out there who would like to experience better performance in the bedroom, why not? I don't understand why. You know, whenever I talk, there's guys I talk to about testosterone. I've been on testosterone since 2007. And I have friends, and I'll be like, you know, you're getting older. You should think about testosterone. And the first thing they go is, oh, I don't have any problem there. I've got no problem in the bedroom. And I say, it's not about the bedroom, man. It's about a lot more than just the bedroom. I mean, testosterone makes you feel good. It's funny when you talk about the Ready Now patch, guys just shut you right off. It's almost like, no, I don't need that. No, dude, I know you don't need it, but think about it. Like, if you could perform better like you did when you were in your 20s, don't you want to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
No question. There isn't anybody that, your comments to others is not really falling on deaf ears. Okay. They hear it. They understand it. And in their own mind, they're saying, you know what? Maybe I need to try this.
Try it.
It's not going to admit it.
And you know what? It's Valentine's Day, right? So if you order from now through Valentine's Day, through February 14th, AgeForce will double your order. And they also have a female libido patch, too, if you want to get one of each for you and your mate. But go to superhumanradio.com, look for the skyscraper banner ad on the right-hand side, and click it. They will double your order of the Ready Now patch. I promise you will not be disappointed. This patch really works. Paul, I want to thank you. I know you're traveling on business. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the air and talk about this, obviously, personal discovery of yours. And I think men out there can really appreciate it.
Paul, I just have to thank you for your show. It's made a tremendous difference with the education and the information that you get out there.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very, very much.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes, please. Please.
Is that it's a great company. And as I say, I've been getting the other patches for a while now. And that Steve is just amazing. And he stands behind his company 100%.
Yeah, yeah. And he's one of us. If you ever saw Steve Lapidus and knew how old he was, you would go, I want to swim in the waters that this guy swims in. I mean, Steve is one of us. I mean, he really is. So listen, Paul, thanks so much for being on the show today.
All right, Carl. Thank you.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a question from Chris Chand that Rob Regish will be answering. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, the first question comes from Chris Chan. He says, "Hey Rob, I've just bought 1 kilo of essential amino acids, bulk. I typically get up and train 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on an empty stomach and then have a protein shake with milk and 3 eggs and a scoop of ice cream after workout. When should I have the EAAs? Before, during, or just take 10 grams in my post-workout shake? Looking for the recovery benefits as 39 now." Oh, you're so young. I hate you. What do you recommend? P.S. Love the show. Keep up the good work. I'm 39 wow. Now. Really? Rub it in my nose, my face.
He is a young man at 39, so yeah, that makes two of us. Yeah. Essential aminos are about as solid an investment as you can make, even more so than creatine, in my mind. Having said that, I do have a few pointers insofar as product recommendations and dosing, and they spell the difference between mediocre and mind-blowing results, so here goes. First, you want to find your essential aminos, and that isn't as easy as it sounds. Because, well, here's an example that illustrates that, right? There are 9 essential amino acids, among them tryptophan. And oddly enough, 9 out of 10 EAA formulas on the market don't contain it.
I know. I'm taking EAAs pre-workout because I train fasted. So I thought, well, I'm going to change it up for a little while. And instead of going in completely fasted, I'm going to take, 20 grams of EAAs. Well, I bought my EAAs at True Nutrition. There's no tryptophan in them.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me because even, if you look outside the bulk stuff, if you look at the industry bestsellers, they don't include tryptophan either. Instead, they substitute arginine. And some formulas use tyrosine, and some others, other non-essential amino acids to cut corners. Now, one that does include tryptophan and all 9 essential aminos is NOW's Amino 9 Essentials.
But it's so expensive. The problem with NOW is they sell them in those little bottles, and it's so much more expensive.
Yeah, you know, I do think they have a 330-gram powder, though, that retails for around $20.
Yeah, and I got a kilo from True Nutrition. I want to say it was 2 half kilos, and I think it cost me like $38 for a kilo. But it didn't have any tryptophan in it, as you point out.
I was going to ask, did you check to see before you bought it?
Yes, I did. I have to say that I did, and I bought it anyway because it was the best price on EAAs. And I figured, well, the tryptophan may cause early onset of fatigue, and maybe that's why they left it out. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. Well, it's just a reminder, you know, when you're going shopping for EAAs, make sure you get all 9. But in terms of dosing, if you follow the research literature, a dose of 6 grams, 30 minutes pre-workout, is research proven to boost protein synthesis 600% versus just 400% when the same amount is taken post-workout. Now, that may seem like, you know, splitting hairs or not a lot big of a difference, but when you're drug-free, every little bit helps. So to be safe, I usually recommend dosing another 6 grams post-workout. Here's the bottom line. Essential aminos are a great start, and hopefully, I would put them at the top of the list. And hopefully the timing recommendations I've shared, as well as the product recommendations, allow you to get the most out of them. But I would check your EAA blend, Chris. Make sure that all 9 are in there, and then go about dosing 6 grams pre and post-workout and experiment from there.
And you know what? I wouldn't waste any dollars on BCAAs. I would always take EAAs. And if you're worried about getting the adequate amount of leucine, then just increase your dose of EAAs. Because as Rob and I have talked about on the show numerous times, the analogy we give is if you take BCAAs, it's like calling all the workers in to work to build the wall, but not supplying them with the bricks and mortars. When you take EAAs, you get all the workers on the job, and you give them the bricks and mortar to build the muscle. So, well, don't waste any time with BCAAs. Would you say that's true, Rob?
Yeah, BCAAs stimulate protein synthesis. Essential amino acids allow your body to complete the process.
Yeah, they stimulate and do it, right. All right, Max Andrews says, I just got Synthogen for the first time now. He must have bought it on the black market because it's backordered. Anyway, wow, you weren't kidding. This stuff is amazing. I take 7 caps before and after my workout, and I feel like I didn't even train. Previous to this, I was just using BCAAs, EAAs, and creatine plus whey. This is night and day, though. Big step up. How does it work? Why does it work so much better? Does the formula get absorbed on an empty stomach? Do I need carbs with it for insulin spike? What's the most Synthogen I can take in a day?
Yeah,
that just depends on how much money you got.
Yeah, well, not really is my answer will elucidate, but it's a timely question because people are getting their Synthogen right now. It is just back in stock, and Matt's got the mother load in. So, you know, I'm glad you're finding success with it, Max. It's typical of the feedback we receive. Synthogen goes way beyond simple amino acid loading. And here's why. A big part of the reason it works so much better gets back to the essential amino acid ratios that we use. And note, it's not all essential aminos, but it also includes taurine, which is an insulin mimetic, among other things. And when added to leucine, serves to drive the rest of the ingredients deep into the muscle cell. Right, that pairing of leucine and taurine is critical, and it's a big part of the reason people report feeling full, even in the absence of carbs, when they use Synthogen during training. It is efficiently absorbed on an empty stomach. In fact, I suggest it's preferable to dose it on an empty stomach. Because once you start introducing mixed meals of fats, proteins, and carbs, you skew the insulin response a bit, and it may or may not be to your benefit. That meal, whole food meal, is best left to your post-workout period when you can better harness the effects. The only people that might need carbs intra-workout are extreme ectomorphs, and even then, I prefer you get them from whole foods after the workout. So here's the 411 on Synthogen, training, and food for putting it all together. 15 minutes pre-workout, 5 caps Synthogen. Halfway through, another 5 caps, and finally, immediately afterwards, 5 caps. And then 30 minutes post-workout, I like to get 20 grams of whey, whey concentrate, to follow Adele Moose's recommendations over at Supversity.com. And then finally, about an hour post-workout, there's my first solid food sit-down meal. You know, 6 ounces of turkey, chicken, or steak. I like steak because it sticks longer. Two medium sweet potatoes or 1.5 cups of brown rice. And then a small spinach salad with olive oil and vinegar. There's really no need to use more than 15 caps a day of Synthogen because, like a lot of supplements, there's a ceiling to its effects. Much more important is timing. And on off days, it's best to use 3 to 5 caps just prior to your 3 biggest meals of the day. And the reason for that is simple. Synthogen favorably repartitions nutrients toward muscle and away from fat, which is to say, like any good supplement, it leverages the effect of the two most powerful fundamentals at your disposal, training and food. And when you optimize those two, you cement the gains from your hard work. And that's why it works so well. It just auto-corrects so many variables that usually derail muscle growth in trainees. So give that a shot, Max. I'm confident that although you're getting great gains now, you'll get even better results once you put those tips into motion.
Let's go ahead and go a little long. We'll get this next question put in here from Greg Geldart. He says, what's your relationship to Mass? Do you work for them? I'll tell you what his relationship is. He's a gift to John over at Mass. That's
well,
what he is.
I don't know about that. But
I'm telling you.
There's a lot of confusion on the matter, so it's time to set the record straight. First, I don't work at Mass, nor do I own any part of their company. I wish I did. I do work closely with John and Mass as a consultant, doing most of my work as a product formulator. I originally ordered from them way back in 93, right? There was no internet. Mail order was considered sketchy and a bit of a risk. So I sent away for a bottle of Zebutol. And when it didn't arrive, I thought to myself, scammed. So I called John Drake, the owner. He overnighted me a replacement bottle, and you know, it wasn't his fault. The delivery guy left it at the wrong address, and the 10 pounds of muscle that was promised in the Zebutol ad, they arrived right on schedule too. So in 1996, John asked me to write my very first article for him, so that gave me my start, and then he subsequently, you know, helped out with the blueprint and getting that out there, and one day he encouraged me to formulate. So Mass, always being known for high-quality proteins and amino acids, I moved in that direction, spent 2 years and a lot of money formulating Synthogen and later Tranquilogen, and they found a nice home in Mass's lineup. So, you know, to recap, I suppose you could say I work with Mass. It's been a mutually beneficial relationship from the get-go. You know, they've been in business for 20 years, which is no small feat in this industry. And you can open up any magazine from 10 years ago and see what I'm talking about. They offer quality items backed by quality people and have stood the ultimate test, the test of time.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for my relationship with them. You know, MuscleMass.com, if you're interested in reading more about them. Great company.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Eric Heis. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin and the Blueprint 3.0. When you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, you automatically get the Blueprint 3.0. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong, You may not think you're that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a fit and fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com. And click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Do you have the Superhuman Radio Network app yet? What are you waiting for? So many people are listening to the live show now. Because it's at the touch of a button. If you have an iPhone or an Android, you can go to your respective locations where you download your free apps, Apple iTunes or Google Play, and get the Superhuman Radio Network app so you can tune in live. Check it out. Eric Heise says, hey, what's your take on the most effective training program for cutting? Are you of the opinion trainees need a lot of cardio?
Well, you know, my views on cutting are somewhat atypical. On the one hand, there's an old saying in our business that goes like this, abs are made in the kitchen. And I think that's true, although you're leaving a lot on the table by not modifying your training. And one big mistake many trainees make is lifting lighter or lowering the tension while cutting. And the problem is that once the tension goes out the window, so does any reason for your muscles to stay big.
Right.
Of, of course, you're never going to be quite as strong as you are on a bulk, but some careful planning goes a long way. So first, I'm a big fan of what I call the 1-3 method, which is to say performing one heavy session every third workout. And that type of training is well known. Heavier weights, lower reps, and longer rest periods, at least 3 minutes in between sets. The next two sessions can be devoted to lactic acid tolerance type training, meaning you're working with little to no rest between sets in a giant exercise loop. Now, your diet is obviously important, but I'm no fan of low-carb, extended, low-calorie diets. It's a much better solution is to zigzag your calories from 100% of maintenance on training days with 90, 80, and 70% of maintenance on your off days. If you are adhering to your lactic acid tolerance training sessions, you shouldn't need excessive cardio. You know, 2 to 3 days a week of HIIT or even LISS, low intensity steady state, should be sufficient. Here's the final word. Practicing the 1-3 method of training will allow you to keep more muscle and strength while dieting down. And your LAT sessions are going to maximize growth hormone release. They're cardio in nature, believe me. And the heavier sessions will keep the muscle on. Zigzagging calories and strategic use of cardio and supplements, like essential aminos, will contribute to better results. But, you know, it's without question the 1-3 method that's going to spell the difference. So give that a shot, Eric. I'm sure you're going to be most pleased.
Okay. The next question comes from an avid listener of the show who lives in one of the coldest places. I think he lives up in Minnesota. Major K. Chumley III. He said, are the bulking supplement websites legit? Like, are the BCAAs real BCAAs? Or am I buying cornstarch mixed with flour? And this is a really good question because there are a lot of, back in the day, it used to be One Fast 400 and Bulk Nutrition and Mike McCandless was legit, but now you've got all these sites out there, right?
Yeah, bulk supplements are tricky. I've used these places, but you need to be careful. Here's a good example. I once ordered a kilo of GABA, and it was a steal of a deal, at least on paper. Front of the bottle said GABA, looked and tasted like GABA. So imagine my surprise when the side of the label read 100% pure branched chain amino acids. You know, I called the company who said it was a simple label error and it should have been GABA. It was in fact GABA, but that's not the point. You know, suppose it were the other way around and I was shooting for 20 grams of branched chain aminos intra-workout. 20 grams of GABA is not a pleasant experience as it's around 4 times the amount of the established upper end dose. You can get into a lot of trouble that way. And labeling issues like this are not acceptable. A lot of what you're looking at in terms of bulk ingredients come out of China. These are the same folks who slip melamine into infant formula that killed babies in this country. Not once, twice. So think about that the next time you send money to these folks. The situation gets dicier when you move into herbal extracts. Complete crapshoot, in my opinion. And legit deadly if you run into an issue with something like Yohimbe. So, you know, even if you get accurately labeled Yohimbe, you're playing with your life. As a friend of mine found out the hard way a couple years ago. John can't breathe on his own. Do you know what he took? That was the question I got from his sister who called me from the ER. He screwed up his bulk Yohimbe dosing and his nervous system shut down. They literally had him on a breathing machine until he recovered. Now, I'm all for saving a buck, but not at the expense of your health. Some people may disagree, but I much prefer purchasing finished products in most cases. Many of these bulk shops also carry some of the highest quality lines out there, so I would look into them. In the end, you're going to be much better off.
Okay, question from Mike Kozlowski. He says, I'm having a tough time getting going this time of year. Do you ever get into a rut? Dude, I feel your pain. I don't even want to get out of bed in the morning. It was 7 degrees this morning. I parked my car outside because there's no room in the garage right now. And like just the idea that there's snow on the ground still and the weather sucks. I have been in like a major rut. I know what this guy's talking about.
Yeah. And you know, I'll be frank. I'm right there with you. You know, it's high time we discuss SAD or seasonal affective disorder. I've been prone to it ever since I can remember. February right now is when it's the worst. I live in the Northeast where the winters are long and cold. And right now, like you, it's about 10 degrees outside daytime and it goes down to below zero at night. The days are short, the nights are long, and it wears on you. The key is understanding that it's temporary and what to do about it. And a big part of overcoming SAD is knowing your high and low points during the day. And for me, the low point comes in late afternoon. You know, it's something about the sun going down that does it. And once it's down and it's dark out, I'm much better. You know, I'm much better. It's ironic, I know. It seems, though, that late afternoon sun going down does something to me. Some things that have helped. One, stay busy. Very important. Two, vitamin D. Three, melatonin and regular sleep patterns. And then four, shaking up your exercise program. That last one has been huge for me. And falling into any routine at the gym can be the kiss of death. My training, right, is typified by lots of strength work, lots of rest between sets, low reps, and heavy weight. Instead of a wholesale change, I elect to change things up, let's say, in one area, like squats. So instead of chasing heavier and heavier weights in the one-legged squat, I went the other way with it recently, high-rep bodyweight squats. And previous to this, I'd throw in, let's say, a set of 500 reps once a month. And recently, I bumped that up to three sessions for the month, gunning for 500, 550, and the last workout yesterday, I did 650 reps in a row. And it's amazing how fast the body adapts and how well the mind responds, too. Staying busy, vitamin D and melatonin, and keeping regular hours, those are all likewise essential. Somebody pointed out to me recently, losing motivation at this time of year is natural, at least in these parts. You know, an encouraging word goes a long way. So next time you see someone working hard in the gym, take the time to tell them. You know, you won't believe how it not only helps them, but it's going to help you too. And the last time I did this, the guy lit up like a Christmas tree and I felt better. So understand too, things are temporary. I keep dreaming about green grass, the leaves, and the warmer weather, and I know my mood is going to improve when those things return. So the blues that we all have aren't real. They're situational. And the situation, in large part, is the weather. And it may be compounded by temporary rough patch you're going through, but once your situation and your environment improves, so will you. Finally, I would encourage you to tap into the superhuman nation here, because I can't tell you how supportive everyone from Carl to the listenership has been to me. If you even suspect an iron brother or sister is hurting, write or call them. You're going to be surprised how much just talking helps. Everyone has a story here, and some of these guys and gals have really been through it, but they're still standing. So stay strong. Not because it's easy, but because it's the right thing to do.
You know what? And there's a lot of people out there who think that because I do the show or I have access to lots of information or even supplements that I don't suffer from these kind of things. But I'm 55 years old. I have injuries. I have aches and pains. I have illnesses, or what should I say? I have maladies that are familial. I'm starting to develop some of the things that my mother and father developed late in life, trying to figure out how to navigate around them and stay in the game. We are all fighting the same battle of remaining vital and remaining in motion as we age, no matter what age you are. Even if you're young at 39, it's going to come your way eventually. Sometimes just reaching out to somebody and saying, how's everything going? They may not even ask you for, I need some help. But just knowing that there's somebody out there who gives a damn about how you feel motivates you. You feel like, wow, I have options if I need them. Let me move forward. And it's very, very true. So don't be afraid to connect with the people in the audience, because that's what we're all here for. I happen to be on this side of the mic and you're on that side. But the truth of the matter is I could just as easily be on that side listening to this stuff as well. I am living it. I am suffering from it. I am not motivated right now. I had to go in and train legs this morning. I didn't want to. But once I got there, I started training. I didn't have the motivation. I didn't go as heavy as I normally do. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with the flow. Life is polyphasic. We know the diet is polyphasic. Humans are polyphasic. So maybe right now isn't the time to do your best job in the gym, but show up and do something. I always feel better when I leave. Nothing feels better than a workout. Just get in and do what you can do. Like Rob said, maybe it's time to switch up to do body weight stuff for a while. Make it easy on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's switching to high rep, faster pace work was a new stimulus and just a godsend for me, both not just physically, but mentally as well. Yeah. You know, it's shaking things up in the gym is within your control. The weather isn't in your control. Some of the circumstances that you're going through are not in your control. But what is in control is the gym.
Well, so, and there's one other thing I want to say before we go into the break. But also be gentle on yourself. Be easy on yourself. Imagine, you know what I always like to do? Imagine one of your children came to you and said these things. Would you say to them, suck it up, shut up, get to the gym, train hard? No, you'd say, you know what? Your body's talking to you. Go with the flow. Be gentle with yourself. Give yourself some latitude to maybe not try as hard. Don't try to drive yourself so hard, okay? Because what's going to happen is the weather's going to change. You're going to be motivated. You're going to be back in the gym. You're going to be just as strong as you ever were. So maybe this little downtime where you back off the gas pedal will actually pay you dividends later on. But be gentle with yourself. That's what I'd like to say. Cut yourself some slack.
That's a great point. You know, you don't always need to push the throttle. There's a time and a place, and it's okay to back off. In fact, it can be very, very beneficial. It's a form of deloading.
We have to take a break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, the Blueprint Tip of the Day. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin today and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just like Carl Lenoir, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to talk about how high-dose vitamin C injections can be used as a dual therapy for ovarian cancer. Right now, Rob will deliver the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Well, it concerns N-acetylcysteine. You know, we've talked about it before, but I wanted to talk about...
Wait. I'm sorry to do this. Justin, Elisa Profumo made an amazing point. I have to read it, okay?
Sure.
She said that if you're suffering from seasonal affective disorder, just planning a vacation can give you the motivation to get out of your funk. And if you go on that vacation, even better. Just planning a vacation. So visit some of these vacation websites and put together a fantasy vacation for yourself and see if you don't feel good just thinking about where you could go. There you go. Great advice from Lisa. There you go.
Great tip. So, you know, we've talked about N-acetylcysteine before, but I wanted to talk about it as a performance enhancer because there are four areas where it can boost your performance in the gym. Recovery, fighting fatigue, as an NO booster, and as a fat burner. So a little bit about each. On recovery, NAC isn't your typical run-of-the-mill antioxidant, right? It conveys its benefits directly within muscle cells, where those of us that train with weights need it the most. According to research from Victoria University in Australia, it does so by increasing levels of cysteine within the muscles. And because cysteine is required to restore glutathione into its active form, it explains why NAC was shown to increase levels of activated glutathione before, during, and after exercise. So that's a big one. Fatigue fighter. Lactic acid buildup used to be considered the main culprit in fatigue during exercise, but new research suggests lactic acid may instead help muscles maintain strength and endurance. And now science is focusing more attention on sodium and potassium imbalances in muscle as being the major players in post-exercise muscle fatigue. When muscles receive the nerve signals to contract, right, sodium moves into the muscle cell while potassium is pumped out. And as you complete more reps and sets during the workout, sodium levels build up inside the muscle cells, while potassium levels then decline. That leads to a decrease in strength as fatigue sets in. Research has shown that by preventing free radical buildup, NAC increases the activity of the sodium-potassium pump during exercise, which allows you to be stronger and keep going longer. Matter of fact, research down there at the University of Kentucky Medical Center reported that during repeated hand grip exercise, much like you're doing reps in the gym, subjects were able to go 30% longer when they supplemented with NAC. And two studies from Australia also found subjects were able to perform intense exercise more than 25% longer with NAC. And in 1994, a study done at Baylor, a long time ago, in Houston, found that subjects taking NAC had increased muscle strength and endurance. So right there, three studies corroborating that effect. NO booster, right? Everybody wants to take NO2 or is taking NO2. Most of them work by supplying some form of arginine, and that due to the fact that it's rapidly converted to NO. Studies have found, though, that NAC increases the activity of the NOS enzyme and boosts NO levels in the body. And that, in turn, leads to increased blood flow to the muscles. And that enhances your energy levels during the workout, strength, growth, etc., etc. Stacking NAC, then, with your favorite NO booster or by itself can maximize nitric oxide levels. Fat burning. Now, if all those benefits weren't enough, NAC has yet another trick up its sleeve in the burning of fat. There was a study performed in Germany, published in the Journal of Molecular Medicine, that found subjects that were supplementing with it for 8 weeks lost almost 5% of their body fat, here's the kicker, without making any changes to their diet. Now, that's even more impressive when you consider the fact that the group taking the placebo gained more than 5% body fat over those same 8 weeks. So the German researchers concluded NAC aids fat loss by reducing insulin's ability to interact with fat cells. So just imagine getting all the upsides of insulin, pushing nutrients into muscle cells without any of the downsides, or at least greatly mitigating them. As far as dosing, it's pretty clear now, some of the older studies showing it becomes a pro-oxidant were out of line. So, you know, I consider taking anywhere from a gram to 2 grams of NAC per day. And I would further suggest taking it prior to training, given, keep this in mind, its half-life is about an hour and a half in the bloodstream. So on rest days, I like to take it with my first meal of the day. You should know that being a sulfur-based compound, some products have a very distinct odor to them. It smells like rotten eggs. The raw powder is quite acidic, as you might expect, but, you know, done as a shot in orange or grapefruit juice, it's palatable. Here's the final word on NAC. It's one of those research-proven, multifaceted supplements that somehow it just flies under the radar. Yet, you stand to gain these four important benefits, performance enhancement benefits, in addition to the health promoting effects, and all for just pennies a day.
Very good discussion. Okay, so we have come to the end of the Blueprint Power Hour. For those of you who want to reach Rob Regish, what's the best way for people to get questions to you besides sending them to onair@superhumanradio.com?
You know, you can email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with me on Facebook at Coach Rob Regish. And I get a lot of questions there. But the email is best, theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. I'll be happy to take your questions. Website is coachrobregish.com. And you can read more there about, I have, you know, free articles, tips and tricks, some of which are covered here on the Blueprint Power Hour, some of which aren't. So it's interesting reading for sure.
Okay, so there you have it. Great discussion, questions answered. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. Get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane by signing up for the Blueprint Bulletin and you automatically get the Blueprint 3.0 for free. Rob, thanks a lot for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks, man. I enjoyed it.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about high-dose vitamin C injections as a combo therapy for treating ovarian cancer. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Recently, the discussion about antioxidants and their effect on cancers have been in the media quite a bit. More recently, a research paper that talked about the possibility that some people are not good candidates for antioxidants if they have cancers already. My next guest is going to talk about a kind of a different angle on all this, and this is Dr. Jean Driscoll. How you doing, Dr. Driscoll?
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Yeah, so let's talk about the study, first of all, that was recently published I want to say this is the Journal of Cancer Research, correct?
It's Science Translational Medicine.
Okay.
And let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a physician, and I am the director of the University of Kansas Medical Center's Integrative Medicine Program. And what I do is not only take care of people, but also conduct research. And one of the areas of research is around intravenous vitamin C, so injecting vitamin C rather than taking it by mouth.
Interesting. Now, we have to, you know, intravenous vitamin C has had a lot of aspersions cast upon it because there are a lot of doctors out there who, because of their zealot-like approach to this, it's been kind of painted with the paintbrush of one of snake oil. But I want to say that there's been a lot of good research done on intravenous vitamin C infusion as well. So this is really going to be an interesting discussion here. Now, talk about the study that you just published. Could you describe the design of the study first?
Sure. It's pretty, the basics are we took it from the bench to the bedside, which means we did the basic science research in the lab with cell tissue and animals, and also conducted some of the research in women that had ovarian cancer, newly diagnosed advanced stage ovarian cancer, and they received either, there's two arms, one arm received either the conventional carboplatin paclitaxel, and the second arm received the carboplatin paclitaxel plus intravenous vitamin C. And these are doses injected either 75 grams or 100 grams, not milligrams, grams,
right,
per dose.
And so this was done at the same time as the chemotherapy?
Yes, and you know, you were talking about antioxidants in the lead-in, and what we found, and you're absolutely right, there's been some great research done in the past 10-plus years. And one of the things we found is that when you inject vitamin C, it's not an antioxidant anymore. It becomes a pro-oxidant. It makes oxidative stress.
And
the beauty of it is it harms cancer cells, but leaves the normal cells unharmed. We've seen that in cell tissue, in the animals, and in the humans.
Now, okay, so I want to stay with this for a second. There is an emerging segment of vitamin C called liposomal vitamin C, and one of the purported benefits of a liposomally encapsulated vitamin C is that it can pass through the membrane of the cell without being oxidized first, so it doesn't have to be recycled. But what you're saying is that when intravenous vitamin C is used, you actually want that oxidative process to occur.
Yes, that's correct. It's really beautiful. I want to back up a little bit. The liposomal vitamin C can raise blood levels above regular vitamin C, but it's still in the what's called micromolar ranges. It's still not very high. But when you inject the vitamin C in the bloodstream, you get it up into the millimolar. And you can't do that with liposomal.
Okay.
So you get it in the millimolar range, and it leaves the bloodstream, and it goes into what's called the extracellular space, the space around the cells. And in that space, it's acted on, it becomes hydrogen peroxide. So
really?
Vitamin C is, yes, vitamin C is actually the prodrug, and hydrogen peroxide is the drug. Now, you can't drink hydrogen peroxide
right,
and get the same effect. It's actually dangerous if you drink too much of it. But it's beautiful because it's contained in that extracellular space, and normal cells can quench or get rid of the hydrogen peroxide, and the cancer cells can't.
My question was, so what is the method of specificity? Why isn't it destroying regular cells, too? You just explained it.
Yes, it's really very elegant, and so every time our body makes these oxidative bursts, they could be a good thing too. It'd be a really good thing.
Now, this is really exciting. Now, this was used as a combo therapy. So obviously, you can't avoid chemotherapy because it's the standard, and that would be reckless to do to a patient who is suffering from a malignancy. But as a dual therapy, you used both. So what was the outcome between the group that received the chemo alone versus the group that received the chemo and the vitamin C?
Well, this was really the first time that a study like this has been done. So it was our job to prove that that this was going to be safe, that we weren't going to harm these ladies getting this high dose intravenous vitamin C. So that was our goal, is to prove that it was safe. And we did prove it was safe, and we had an unexpected benefit in that these women seemed to tolerate their chemotherapy better. They had less side effects when you ended up counting them. And believe me, we collected everything, even hangnails. So,
well, now, were there side effects or undesirable effects, I should say, to the high dose of vitamin C? I know that vitamin C can sometimes disrupt blood sugar levels or even prolong blood sugar levels. Did any of the women say, "Oh, it made me queasy, it made me warm, I can't do this again," from the vitamin C itself?
You brought up an excellent point. The reason that people think that it increases blood glucose levels is when you do a finger stick, meter reads the vitamin C in the blood like glucose, because those molecules look alike. So it's fooling the glucose meter. So the blood glucose is actually okay, but it's reading the vitamin C. In fact, we wrote a paper telling doctors how to measure or estimate vitamin C levels in the blood by doing this finger stick method with a blood glucose meter. It was in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So a really important tip.
Yeah, that is, because it could fool, obviously, the glucometer.
Yes, and then it fools conventional doctors who don't know anything about it, and they're going to give their patients insulin.
Well, okay, so now let me ask you this question. We also see on another side of cancer research that elevated ketone levels and lowered glucose levels in the blood seem to single out cancer cells, because cancer cells, the mitochondria undergoes a process that converts it to anaerobic glycolysis. So without sugar, they starve and they can't survive on ketones. Does the fact that somehow, and maybe mimicry is the wrong word, but the fact that vitamin C mimics glucose in some way, does that have any role in the cancer cells, either metabolism or survival?
Well, you know, that's exactly one of the avenues we're exploring now. We're very interested in the Warburg effect, or this glycolysis, and the ketogenic diet. And in our clinic, we're using this approach, but we're also building a study looking at an animal model with the ketogenic diet and the IV vitamin C.
Wow.
We think that there's going to be a benefit to when those two things are put together.
Two separate pathways to kind of to poison the cancer, starve it and poison it at the
same
time.
Absolutely, you've got it.
How exciting. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the relationship between this therapy and mTOR, because we know that mTOR is responsible for protein synthetic response in muscle. Just maybe we can kind of talk about that a little bit. We're talking right now with Dr. Gene Drisco. We're talking about high-dose intravenous vitamin C as a dual therapy in treating ovarian cancer. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, longly long, long, long. Come on.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gene Drisco. We're talking about the role of high dose vitamin C, intravenous vitamin C. Very, very different than something that you can take orally in treating ovarian cancer. What is the role of mTOR in
well,
this?
Well, you know, that was central. And I want to back up to the hydrogen peroxide so the listeners aren't afraid of IV vitamin C.
Okay.
When you have a hydrogen peroxide acting on that damaged cancer cell, it's going to decrease mTOR in the cancer cell. But it's not going to do that in the normal cell. So the mTOR in the normal cells will be left untouched.
Okay.
But when you decrease mTOR in the cancer cell, it's going to push it into autophagy or eating itself, apoptosis,
sure.
That programmed cell death, and decrease growth. So it's very specific to that cancer cell once again, and it's because of the hydrogen peroxide.
So does telomerase play a role in this downstream effect of the the hydrogen peroxide's effect?
We have no idea. We do know that the mitochondria is central, though. Mitochondria, I think, are going to have an ascendancy here in the next 10 years.
We've talked
the genetics.
Yes, we've talked about this. It's so frustrating to me, and it's got to be frustrating to you, too, with this kind of research, because there is so much good evidence that cancer is a metabolic disorder, and the mitochondria is what changes first before anything else. But so much attention is being given to, you know, the genetic issues related to cancers. And the research like this is just fantastic. I mean, I love this kind of stuff because it shows that we are not a slave to our genetics here. This is more of an epigenetic, in my humble opinion, situation. So it's really, really great. Now, what about using high-dose vitamin C intravenously as a primary treatment. This is what a lot of people have stepped back from because there are doctors out there who espouse this and they are immediately painted with the zealot paintbrush.
Well, what's interesting about this is cancer in different people is a different disease. Even if you have the same diagnosis like pancreatic cancer, it's going to be different in everybody. So some people may be able just to take IV vitamin C. Some people may need to have every tool in the toolbox. So you may need chemotherapy with your IV vitamin C. And at this juncture, I'm not ready to tell people to throw the chemotherapy out the window.
That would be reckless, obviously, and I understand that.
So, but we do have some patients that have, for whatever reason, can't tolerate the chemo, can't take it, and they get the IV vitamin C. They've done okay, but not all of them. But there have been some that have done very well.
What about high dose intravenous vitamin C as a post therapy to keep people in remission, to lower the recidivism rate of some of these cancers? Do you think that there's a potential role for it there?
Well, we do have some patients in our clinic, that we do give them a high dose intravenous vitamin C for that reason. But we don't have a marker or, you know, how long do you give it and what do you follow, and maybe they wouldn't have relapsed anyway. You know, you have all these unknowns.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit harder to study. You'd have to take two groups, you know, the same type of cancer, same therapies, and follow them for a long time.
Now, have you done any of this same research with vitamin C on other types of cancers besides ovarian cancer?
Well, we have. We're currently doing one in pancreatic cancer. I have colleagues that are working on pancreatic cancer. We have an interest in other types of cancers as well. But I want to tell you something about IV vitamin C. I think it may have a role in a number of pathologies. One of them is cardiovascular disease. And the reason I tell you this, I was involved in the trial to assess chelation therapy. I don't know if you heard about that trial, and it is an alternative trial. It was an alternative therapy underground for many years, but now studied formally by cardiologists and integrative doctors. And at the end of the day, there was found to be a benefit in chelation therapy. Now, the chelation bag has a bunch of stuff in it.
Right.
It's got the heavy metal binder, the chelator.
DMEA or
EDTA.
Something like that. EDTA. Thank you.
Yes. That was the other. There's another one that has those initials. But in that bag, there's also 7 grams of vitamin C. And I think, and I have some colleagues that agree with me, that this may be one of the important parts of the chelating therapy because it has an effect on the vasculature.
Right.
So here we have something that is necessary in the body, but when used in higher doses, has really unusual, exciting effects.
Okay, so the high dose intravenous vitamin C, and we've actually talked about this quite a long time ago with Dr. Thomas Levy on the show about its effect on the heart and the vasculature. But I'm confused about is this. We talk about heart disease, but there's so many different types of heart disease. Obviously, we have the atherosclerosis, which is a building up of plaque underneath the lining of the artery that causes a stenosis. Then we also have more popular emerging rhythm issues related to the heart. So when we talk about high-dose vitamin C, are we talking specifically about the plaque-type heart diseases, or are we talking about other mechanical functions of the heart as well seem to respond well to this high-dose vitamin C?
There are mechanical, physiologic events that occur. And I think a good model for this is tobacco smokers. So when they image tobacco smokers, they find that there is irritability, if you want to use that term, of
right.
these small vessels in the heart that you don't necessarily see when you do an angiogram. So when you dig deeper in these people, you find that they're vitamin C depleted because tobacco smoke profoundly depletes vitamin C. This is in the literature. And when they replete the vitamin C by vein, that irritability reverses in those small blood vessels. So it's a functional effect, not just this static effect of having a clot or a plaque in the vasculature. So it is an actual functional effect.
And is there any benefit to the peripheral nervous system to high-dose intravenous vitamin C that you can see from any of your research that you've read or that you've participated in?
In the vasculature or the nervous system?
No, the nervous system, the peripheral nervous system. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you where I'm going with this in a second.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but please give me a lead in here.
Well, okay, so there is an epidemic of obstructive sleep apnea in this country, and mostly men suffer mm-hmm. from it, and I believe that there's a mm-hmm. testosterone link. We know that testosterone seems to allow individuals with high testosterone, both men and women, to accumulate and keep higher amounts of toxins in the body. This is also part of the autism spectrum disorder research that has been done by some good universities that have looked at women with high testosterone levels and creating a risk analysis for the development of babies with autism. So we know that testosterone seems to be not a great thing when you combine it with our toxin-ridden world
mm-hmm.
today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
obstructive sleep apnea is a big problem today. And I tend to try to apply critical thinking, and instead of looking at ways to treat it, look for the root cause of it. And I keep coming back to the vagus nerve. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea have cardiac rhythm changes.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the nervous system has some issues that occur. They develop things like tinnitus. There are other things that occur in these individuals that make you go, what is the one common thing between all these? And we come back to, at least I come back to, the vagus nerve. So I'm wondering mm-hmm. if vitamin C has the ability to kind of help the nervous system repair itself the way it seems to be able to help some of these other systems repair itself.
Well, I'm not 100% sure about that, but I do believe that one of the things IV vitamin C can do and what we use it for is a detoxification tool. And it does, because it gets into the extracellular space where all of these toxins are residual in that area, it can help clean it out, get the lymph flowing, get all of the stuff out of the veins. So I haven't thought about that, but I'm going to keep my eyes open for this.
You know, obstructive sleep apnea is posing a great risk to our male population. We see all of these ads for if you have AFib not related to a heart valve problem. There's a lot of guys mm-hmm. out there developing AFib. There's a lot of guys out there with irregular heartbeats, and you wonder what it is. And I keep coming back to the linkage between not just obstructive sleep apnea, but undiagnosed subclinical obstructive sleep apnea that presents itself as moderate snoring,
mm-hmm.
where you're still, you may mm-hmm. not be gasping for air, and your breath holds may not exceed 10 seconds. But you're still spending 8 hours a night with the body going, this just isn't right. I can't get oxygen free flowing here. I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's just a thought. It's just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a very intriguing avenue.
So what about, so you said pancreatic cancer. This is probably one of the cancers that has a very, very high mortality rate, right?
That's correct.
So what are you seeing in those individuals with the vitamin C?
What we're doing in this study is we're doing what's called a pharmacokinetic study, where we're giving the vitamin C, measuring what the body does to it and for how long, then give the gemcitabine chemotherapy, do the pharmacokinetics, and then put the two together and look at the pharmacokinetics of them both together. And then going into part two, treating the pancreatic cancer with the high-dose vitamin C. And those patients usually take between 100 and 125 grams per infusion. Their demand is a little bit higher, interestingly.
Interesting. All right, here's
so we are showing some benefit.
I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got more questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Gene Driscoll. We're talking about intravenous vitamin C as a potential therapeutic aid in treating cancers. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gene Drisco. We're talking about high-dose intravenous vitamin C as part of a dual therapy or combo therapy for treating certain types of cancers and even some other diseases. As we discussed earlier in the show, its effect on cardiac function as well. So, Dr. Drisco, does there seem to be any gender differences in the response to high-dose vitamin C intravenous?
There doesn't seem to be. It's all down on that cellular level, but as far as we can tell to date, there does not seem to be a gender difference.
Any drug interactions that should be considered if someone is deciding? Because I know in 2011, the FDA started to go after doctors that were doing things like Myers cocktails, but I think they've backed off now. So I think you can pretty much go to any reliable practitioner with a license and get an infusion of upwards of 75 grams of intravenous vitamin C in an infusion bag. But anything that people should be cautious about? Hey, if you're on blood thinners or something like that, don't necessarily do this.
Well, the beauty of vitamin C is it doesn't go through liver detoxification like drugs do. And it's excreted solely by the kidneys, it appears. It does sit in that extracellular space for a while, particularly the sicker people. It seems to sit out there longer, but eventually it's excreted by the kidney. So you're not going to impact the drug detoxification pathways. So there, at this point in time, there does not appear to be a drug vitamin C concerns. Now, that being said, you have to be safe about this, and there's two things we look for. One is a blood test called G6PD, and if that's normal, you will be able to take vitamin C safely.
What does G6PD stand for?
Glucose-6-phosphodehydrogenase.
Yeah. Okay.
And if it's too low, and there are certain populations in the world that have low G6PD, but if it's too low, you can have a breakdown of the red blood cells when vitamin C is injected into your bloodstream. A lot of doctors don't check that, but that's our routine. If that stake isn't in the ground, they're not going to come past it. So.
Great. That little bit of advice is worth the price of admission right there, because I didn't know about that
right
either.
There.
Okay, so.
And then the second thing, kidney stones. So it's particularly oxalate kidney stones, because vitamin C can act, if people are prone to oxalate kidney stones, can act to increase the formation of those kidney stones. So we check oxalate in the urine and get a history. Do you have a history of kidney stones? So, but that being said, I have had some cancer patients that had kidney stones, and we went ahead because it was kind of a last-ditch effort and gave them the IV vitamin C, and we did not worsen kidney function, and we didn't make the stones worse. And I also want to tell people, if they're going in for an oxalate urine test, if they're eating very high fruits and vegetables, that's going to raise that value. So if you're going to go in to get checked for IV vitamin C, just cut back on that wonderful, healthful diet that we usually
So is it advocate. Is it more fruits than vegetables that can raise oxalate, or is it either one?
Either one.
Really?
Okay. Probably more fruit, but, you know, either one.
Yeah, I thought the fructose might be the linkage there.
It is. I mean, that's important, but it's in fruits and vegetables.
Does intravenous vitamin C have a half-life? If somebody wanted to maximize their body's cellular exposure to vitamin C, and they were willing to go, and they had a doctor, they had the G6PD test, they've had the oxalate test, they're clear for takeoff, and they say, look, doc, I want to be able to come in here every so often. I want to maximize my cellular exposure to vitamin C. Logically, is there a half-life for this vitamin C in the body?
There is. We're looking at healthy humans right now. But this has been computer modeled by my colleague at the NIH, Dr. Mark Levine. So we believe it's around 2 hours in healthy people.
Wow, that's pretty fast. It clears the system pretty
fast.
Yes,
it is. You get a really nice peak, and those kidneys start filtering it out right away. So, and it doesn't. If you don't give it fast enough, we give it a half a gram a minute. So let's say you've got 100 grams. It's going to take 200 minutes to get that infusion.
Yeah.
So if you give it a half a gram a minute, you get a very nice peak and a very nice fall off. If you give it too slow, you don't get that high peak.
Mm.
So you're not going to push it into the extracellular space. If you give it too quickly, the peak is too high and comes down too quickly. So I think at this time it's probably about a half a gram a minute.
So once it's in the intracellular spaces, is it absorbed into the cell? where some of it stays, or is all of it excreted through the kidneys? In other words, are blood levels indicative of what's going on in the body, or is some of it then picked up by the cellular landscape?
Well, it does go into that extracellular space, and some of it is transported into the cell, but that's not the important part of it. The important part of it is that most of it gets turned into hydrogen peroxide.
Mm.
And then again, Dr. Levine at the NIH in his animal models has found that, and he has measured that extracellular space and found that there is a half-life there as well, and he's measured the hydrogen peroxide in a normal extracellular space and in the tumor microenvironment. So it's really, as you said, there's a lot of exciting research going on now.
Now, one of the things that is a purported benefit of vitamin C therapy in treating tumors is that vitamin C upregulates collagen production, and collagen is thought to sequester tumor cells that would otherwise seed and make their way into tissue. Is there any evidence that this type of high dose intravenous vitamin C plays any role in some sort of profound amount of collagen production that could be beneficial for a lot of things? Let's face it, women want better skin, and we know that collagen improves skin quality. So,
Well, you're absolutely correct. There is an effect of IV vitamin C on that collagen production and for the cells adhering to one another, being more sticky with one another,
right,
and staying put. And those are other avenues that we're working on right now.
This is so exciting.
You know
why it's exciting? Look, I have not had cancer, and I could not imagine being faced with the hard decisions that someone has to make when trying to find avenues to prolong and improve the quality of their lives. But chemotherapy just seems so barbaric to me. And the analogy I gave once on a show was that chemotherapy was akin to burning down the house to get a stain out of the carpet. And I know that that is an inappropriate statement for me to say, not ever having to face cancer. But it just seems to me that it's from back in the 70s, I want to say, when a scientist who was also working with Dr. Linus Pauling first started to postulate that intravenous vitamin C could be used to treat cancer without being toxic to the rest of the body. That's a long time that we've been sitting on this information. First of all, I want to say to you, thank you for the work that you're doing, first of all.
Oh, very kind. Well, let me tell you why that happened. You're absolutely right, and it was you and Cameron. He was a Scottish surgeon, and he gave his patients, end-stage cancer patients, he gave them 10 grams of vitamin C in the vein. So intravenous vitamin C, but at 10 grams. And what he noticed was that patients lived longer. So he contacted Linus Pauling, and Linus Pauling took up the banner and went to the NIH and said, we need to study this. And they published their case reports together, you and Cameron and Linus Pauling. Well, then the NIH funded a trial at the Mayo Clinic in the late 70s. And they gave 10, they get placebo-controlled, double-blind, blah, blah, blah. And they gave their patients either 10 grams or placebo. But guess what they did? They gave those patients oral vitamin C. So they were using, in the Mayo Clinic trial, they were using a vitamin. And Linus Pauling and you and Cameron were using a drug. So then the results were negative, and Linus Pauling went back to the NIH, and he said, you've got to redo this. They made a mistake. And of course, at that time, they didn't understand the pharmacokinetics of the difference. And so they repeated the trial, Mayo Clinic, once again, same way, and it was negative again, and there was an editorial in that journal that said, okay, enough's enough. Let's put this to rest.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And so that's what happened in the late 70s, early 80s. And that's why it was driven underground again.
So you made the distinction that just because of the delivery, one is a vitamin and one is a drug. Why can't we get our blood levels high enough with oral vitamin C?
Well, that's a very good question. We know now, because of absorption through the gut, it's limited, and excretion through the kidney is very rapid. So it's what's called tightly controlled. And the body does that on purpose. But with the injection in the vein, you bypass that tight control, and then all of a sudden you're delivering a drug.
And then second pass is when it starts to get filtered out through the kidneys. So it's like a Trojan horse. It gets into the bloodstream first, and then the kidneys start to do their job later on and start to excrete it out.
Yes, that's correct.
Interesting.
That's correct.
I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
Well, and the beauty of it is then you can force that vitamin C into that extracellular space to do its wonderful work.
Do you think there's any benefit to getting intravenous vitamin C a few days in a row, since it only has a 2-hour half-life?
We have some patients that do get it a lot of days in a row. And this is anecdotal, this is just from my experience, but let's say you've got mononucleosis,
right,
and you're in college and they say, well, you're going to be out for a month. We've taken those kids and given them IV vitamin C for 3 or 4 days in a row, not even that much, 25, 50 grams, and they're better. It was like, what was the problem?
Oh,
their spleen goes down, their liver goes down. Because if you think about it, what do our white cells make to kill the infection? They make hydrogen peroxide.
Right. Wow.
So it's an anti-infective agent as well.
Was any of this information evidenced in the fact that the only two creatures on the planet, humans and guinea pigs, don't produce their own vitamin C?
What is that about?
Yeah,
who knows? Yeah, but when you think about it, if we were able to do that in stage and we're taking high doses of vitamin C by mouth, maybe there'd be too much hydrogen peroxide around. But then when you think about dogs, I mean, they upregulate their vitamin C as they need it. So you can operate on, you can put them on the kitchen table and operate on them, and they aren't going to get infected.
Right.
Because they'll just make the vitamin C that they need.
Isn't that amazing?
So I don't know.
That's amazing.
I don't know.
It is
amazing.
I want to take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking right now with Dr. Gene Drisco. This is such an exciting discussion because, unlike lots of other discussions, this discussion promotes hope. Hope that something like intravenous vitamin C could be used by the masses, have very little negative side effects, and help people be healthier and stay healthier for a longer period of time. This is such an exciting interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey
isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gene Drisco. Dr. Drisco, we have a lot of physicians that listen to the show as well. What do you hope clinicians take away from this research?
That there is a tool in the toolbox that can be added to cancer care, to cardiovascular disease, to infection, that's safe and easy to use.
Is there any window of opportunity for someone who has a cardiovascular issue where the high-dose intravenous vitamin C may still provide a potential therapeutic effect?
I think once you've gone into the congestive heart failure stage, the end stage of the disease, I think it probably is not that helpful. But I do have colleagues that have used the chelation therapy in end-stage heart failure with benefit.
I don't know why... Dr. Steven Sinatra put together a protocol of supplements, CoQ10, acetyl L-carnitine, magnesium, D-ribose.
And yeah, mitochondria. There you go.
Yeah,
mitochondrial disease.
I don't know why doctors haven't turned that into an infusible agent. No one does it. Everybody sends their patients home with it orally, and it works great, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. as a rescue mechanism for someone who's really in those end stages of congestive heart failure, have them come in mm-hmm. once a day like a Myers cocktail and give them an infusion of it.
I have a colleague that has given the CoQ10 intravenously at end-stage heart failure, and it was a benefit, but I have not done that personally.
What about turnaround time? Have you seen any... evidence of, let's talk about cancer first, that once the high-dose intravenous vitamin C starts being administered, over this period of time, we start seeing good things happening?
We usually know within several months, and that's about a window of a time. I work very closely with my oncology colleagues here. It's a partnership, and so they're ordering their routine scans and blood tests to follow the tumor, and I'm doing my part, and they're doing their part, and so we put our heads together and look. Okay, are the tumor markers going down? Are the scans staying static, or are they getting better? Or are they getting worse? And so we do have a window in a couple months, but sometimes we hang in there a little bit longer if we're unsure and continue the IV vitamin C. Now, what I do want to caution people is if they start the IV vitamin C, and let's say they're taking it 3 times a week for pancreatic cancer, and it looks like things are doing well, they often want to stop mm-hmm. because they're tired of it. But if you stop abruptly, sometimes that cancer It's like it gets out from under the thumb.
Hormesis. It may actually become stronger because of the hormetic effect.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. So we caution people, we out front. In fact, I say in our clinic, we talk people out of IV vitamin C, rather into it, because they have to be committed. They have to understand this is long term.
How long term?
Well, it depends. Let's say there's no evidence of disease. We've got an ovarian cancer patient. She doesn't have any cancer evident. Then we continue giving them the IV vitamin C for 6 to 12 months, and then we begin to taper. Mm-hmm. And then they can go off. But some of the patients really like getting their IVs once a month. Even though we say, oh, there's no need for you, it's tonic, so to speak.
Right. And is the big drawback sitting still for 2 hours?
Oh, you know, there's a therapeutic part of this as well, in that in our clinic it's a circus. You know, there's people sitting all together talking and sharing and you know, there's a therapeutic of something that happens.
Yeah, I can't imagine somebody going, this is too much trouble. I'm gonna stop now. I mean, I personally, if I was faced with cancer and I was getting intravenous vitamin C and I was seeing progress, I would want to do it for the rest of my life.
Well, my mentor, Dr. Hugh Reardon from the BioCenter down in Wichita, Kansas, he told me one time, if I get cancer, I'm going to be hooked up 24/7.
I was just going to say, I'm on hormone replacement therapy, so I do intramuscular injections twice a week. I would ask my physician, hey, can I just get, you know, the hanging thing and just give me the bags and I'll just do this myself, you know, because I'll just do it at home while I'm watching television or working on the computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we do have some patients that come from a great distance, and so we do manage them from afar, but we usually like to see them go back to their hometown and find a physician that practices like we do and, you know, have a touch base.
And that was my next question. So you're in an exciting area of medicine, in my humble opinion.
I would agree.
medicine that lives up to the first edict of Hippocrates, which is first do no harm. I love it, okay? So, but I have to believe that some of your colleagues think that, it's vitamin C. You know, it's vitamin C. What could vitamin C do? If vitamin C could really do something, drug companies would be working with it now. Do you find an openness when these people want to go back home and say, I'll find the doctor in my small town? Doctors go, look, we're not doing intravenous vitamin C. That's waste of time. We're not doing it.
Well, what I do is point them to like an ACAM doctor, American College for Advancement in Medicine group of physicians, and we all practice in a similar way. And so I have them go on the internet, try and find an ACAM physician in their area, and then that doctor can manage the vitamin C.
Interesting. Very, very exciting stuff that you're doing. I commend you and I applaud you. In this day and age where most therapies are toxic and you have to choose whether you want to live with the side effects or the diseases that they're treating, this is exciting stuff. This really is what I like to call hopeful medicine. It really is. Mm. Very cool.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for being on the show today.
Well, I'm so pleased that you asked me, so thank you.
Yeah, have a great day.
You do.
Bye. All right, so there you have it. Fantastic information. I don't know about you, but I am going to call Dr. Matt Andrea and find out about getting some high-dose intravenous vitamin C added to my therapies. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. And don't forget, right now they'll double your order if you go to SupremeRadio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad for the Ready Now patch. It really works. I mean, really, you use performance-enhancing agents to train harder. Why wouldn't you use performance-enhancing agents in the bedroom? What's the big deal? I like the idea, personally. Anyway, so thank you for listening today, and we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.